for my edition of Farmer Friday. And I've got Mike Jackson. He's up there in Mahaska County. Mike, thanks for being with me for Farmer Friday.
Glad to.
How's things going with the harvest up there where you're at?
We're still chipping away at it. We're on the downhill slide. Multiple neighbors around us are done or be done here before this next rain system comes rolling in.
That's great to hear. And are you pleased with what transpired yield-wise?
Yeah, yields have been very well. I guess the best way to put it is we'll bushel our way out of this problem. Low
okay.
commodity prices and high input prices, so.
Yeah, you know, it's a balancing act like it always is with your inputs and outputs, things on that nature. The markets have not been kind. However, when you have a high yield, it kind of helps make things out for it. But doggone it, it's pleasing to see that the harvest is coming to an end, and hopefully it's been a safe one for you as well.
Yes, I don't remember this many consecutive days of being able to harvest without a rain break or mechanical failures. So we've been very blessed this year.
That's a very big plus as well. We've talked a couple of times. You're not going to tillage your fields then, is that correct?
I guess you could say I'm doing the tillage now. I'm sitting in a John Deere tractor pulling a 40-foot John Deere air seeder planting cereal rye in a field that was corn about 3 days ago.
Okay, with the cereal rye then, you're hoping to accomplish what?
So it'll emerge and start rooting down, which will allow moisture and air down into the subsoil, and then you get some cold weather coming up, and that will help. That will act as if my neighbor with a tillage tool going out there and disturbing the soil and flipping it and burying the residue. I'm doing the same thing, but I'm using nature's microbes.
Yeah, that root system is, like you said, going to open up the profile of the soil and create that activity for the air and water to get down there. Have you ever taken time to measure the length of those roots by chance?
I have not. Out digging up tile lines and fixing tile lines, I've found roots that were 4 or 5 foot deep before falling them down. The other nice thing, the no-till, we don't see as much cracking of the soil as if you would if you did a lot of tillage, because our soils are more of a coffee ground or a cottage cheese type effect instead of plates of concrete.
And that's great to hear. And you mentioned tiling. You got any tiling projects that are going to go on this fall?
We've already done one pattern job and then ran some odd runs to finish a job that started several years ago. Tiling guy called and says, I can be going past your place. I can fit you in. So took a break from harvest for a day and got it going. Beauty of being a three-man team, we can kind of divide and conquer multiple things at once.
That's great to hear. I'm talking with Mike Jackson over there in Mahaska County for our edition of Farmer Friday. And Mike, as you get that cereal rye in, what about the soybeans? Do you put any cover crop on those as well?
Yep. So I'm drilling, like I said earlier, I'm drilling in a corn stalk field next to a soybean field that's just as green as my yard is at home right now. Because we put some wheat out there earlier on, and we caught some rains and some dewy mornings. It's really taken off real nice.
Yeah, you know, when you have that wheat, are you going to go ahead and harvest that next spring then? What's your plans that way?
So we'll chemically terminate it ahead of or behind the corn planter, depending on the height it gets by the time we're ready to plant corn.
Okay, that's part of the process there in terms of not telling it up. That's good to hear. Anything that you ever consider or worry about in terms of insects or disease transferring over from one season to the next there?
Yeah, that's been a concern, especially with the amount of armyworms that we've been seeing on hay fields last fall. Kind of got to keep an eye on that. Go out, scout with butterfly net. Count, do some bug counts. add proper chemical agents, insecticides, and such as needed, but not, it's not a blanket effect either. We more spot treat if we can help it.
Interesting to hear, for sure. Again, for my edition of Farmer Friday, I'm talking with Mike Jackson. He's a farmer over there in Mahaska County, and you're also involved with Farm Bureau. Any particular projects of interest going on over there?
So tomorrow morning, I'm doing another farm chat with an Oskaloosa, a fifth grade class in Oskaloosa that has a, we kind of line it up once a month. We meet with them on the iPad and explain what we're doing on the farm that day and how it can benefit our neighbors downriver, if you will.
Well, that's very important. The folks down the river for sure don't want to have amounts of nitrogen coming down there. So you do, in fact, fertilize. Do you go the organic route or do you do commercial fertilizer?
We do a little bit of both. We've had the hog manure crew was here last week and knifed in our hog manure, so now everything's settling down. We could use the rain to kind of settle the soil again before we put on the, we put a little bit of synthetic anhydrous ammonia on to help. The hog manure is great, it's just not 100% consistent one end to the other. So we do a little bit of extra nitrogen to kind of level things out to keep the corn crop fed.
I appreciate the fact that you said you knifed it in. There's a huge difference between knifing that hog manure in versus putting it on top. You have the danger of runoff if it's spread up on top, and some people don't realize that, but it needs to be incorporated into the field to maintain that stability.
Correct. It needs to be incorporated to a certain degree. Our rule of thumb is if you can smell it, you're losing nitrogen. And I don't want to be the greedy farmer on the radio, but I'm in business to feed my family for the year. So if we can smell it, we're losing nitrogen. So we got to do everything we can to not smell it. And the neighbors appreciate it because then they're not smelling hog manure for weeks on end.
That's a very good point for sure. For my edition of Farmer Friday, I'm talking with Mike Jackson up there in Mahaska County. Mike, have you thought and look forward to next planting season in terms of corn varieties and soybean varieties? Have you made your placement for purchases for next year?
Yep, we've already started that conversation back in August. And then we will sit down and reevaluate after harvest to see how well the particular numbers that we had picked for next year did this year and then adapt our order as needed. Nothing's technically set in stone with the seed dealer until the day I plant the seed, and then it's kind of hard to return it. So.
That's a good point and interesting that you look that far ahead, but it needs to be done from a farmer's standpoint. I've been chatting with Mike Jackson from Mahaska County for my edition of Farmer Friday. Mike, thanks so much for being with me here on KIIC today.
Great talking with you, Pat.